WTOP News Time 4:52.
It is Cyber Monday, meaning lots of cash flowing from home and work computers to online businesses, large and small.
And here, icing down her wrist from all the clicking and moving of the mouse, Jill Schlesinger, editor-at-large at CBSMoneyWatch.com. Hi there, Jill.
I just told Thomas, your wonderful producer, that I just did a first-ever Cyber Monday purchase by Jill Schlesinger. It was fabulous.
Yeah?
It was unbelievable. I mean, Siri, this is how they get you. Okay, let me explain. First of all, the weekend totals are pretty awesome. We had total spending for Thanksgiving weekend at $59.1 billion. That's before today. We're expecting about another billion and a half. So we'll be up over $60 billion for the 5 days starting with Thanksgiving through today. It would be a great kickoff to the holiday season. Now, I'll tell you exactly how they do it. They're so smart. I got an email from a hotel that I go to frequently, and they said, if you book today, you get 20% off. And they never, ever, ever give discounts. Boom, I booked today.
Ooh, cool.
Stimulating the economy one person at a time.
So there really are some great deals. And how does that stimulate Cyber Monday buying?
Well, look, I probably, you know, would have booked this trip. Right. And so maybe it's not really that big a difference, but I may have done it in February. And now this hotel has my money today because the deal is you've got to book it. You've got to put it on your credit card. It's done, but it's a 20% discount. So for me, the difference was worth it. They get my money today. And for them, it was worth it. They get money because they know they have the booking. Right. And so I think that this is the kind of thing that makes Cyber Monday worth it. If you know what you're shopping for, it can be compelling. So when you go online today, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to remind you, there's a few things that you should be looking at. Some of the top sites where you're probably going to get the best deals online: Walmart, Best Buy, Amazon, Sears, and Target. They are simply having like the most blowout low prices on certain items, but not on every item. Hmm. That's what's important.
Now, what about the first weekend of shopping in general, both online and brick and mortar? Is there anything from the numbers that you're seeing this weekend that tells us how good it'll be this year?
Well, here's the thing. What I'm not sure about is whether the weekend, which I think turns out to be a very good weekend for retailers, whether that meant that people are simply going to keep going for the next 3 weeks, which would be fantastic. It would be a great season. Or whether people are just so much smarter and they say, well, instead of shopping over the next 3 weeks, I did a lot of shopping this long weekend, and now I'm not going to do much. And I think that is what is very freaky for the retailers, because they're not sure how consumers are feeling. All we know right now is good first 5 days. But you know what? We got another 25 days to go or 30 days to go. So it's important for retailers to keep these deals coming. And that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to lure us back in with better deals over the next few weeks.
All right. I'll be waiting.
Thank you. So exciting. I would say to do it. It was so much fun. I loved it.
Thank you, Jill.
Take care.
That's Jill Schlesinger, editor at large for CBSMoneyWatch.com.